speed, and its tapered nose lifted off the ground. Traeger blew an impressed whistle. He'd been fascinated by air travel since he was about 6 or 7. Gigantic hunks of metal hurtling themselves into the air, defying the laws of nature. Back then, he'd been partial to Fokkers and Japanese Zeros, the supermarine Spitfire. These days, it was the Concorde, for its impressive speed and sleek body. He hadn't had the opportunity to fly on one yet, but one day he wanted to take the supersonic flight from New York to London. His job allowed no time for it, so it remained a retirement goal. Unfortunately, retirement was looking less and less likely. These days, hungry young kids willing to do the job for peanuts gobbled up all the smaller jobs that had kept Traeger afloat between larger paydays like this one. The company trusted him with high-profile gigs now, but how long would that last into his twilight years? Who would trust a contractor who dribbled while tying his sneakers? Traeger dropped his cigarette on the tarmac among several discarded butts from other passengers and crushed it under the sole of a tassel loafer. Either the heat or the nicotine was starting to make him feel loopy. His sweat-slick palms slipped on the handrail as he pulled himself eagerly up the air stairs. The pilot welcomed him and nodded toward the bowling bag.
"What do you bowl? 10-pin or 5?
Traeger sputtered. He didn't bowl at all, but the pretense was important.
"I haven't bowled 5-pin since my 8th birthday, Cap."
"Good man," the pilot said.
He snapped Traeger a salute.
"Welcome aboard."
Traeger slipped into the cool, recycled atmosphere of the aircraft. Stewardesses were already slipping meal trays onto a cart. He winked at the busty older redhead. He would have preferred joining the Mile High Club with the younger brunette, but she didn't even glance in his direction. Probably for the best. Mixing business with pleasure was never wise, particularly 20,000 feet in the air. "Could either of you lovely ladies bring me a Boilermaker when you get a chance? I'm in B-15. The brunette's eyes narrowed ever so slightly as she glanced at her partner. Even though the redhead smiled like she'd remember his order, Traeger was sure he'd have to remind her when they came around with the food. The drink was inconsequential. What mattered again was the pretense. Act like a salesman, slightly aggressive but not disruptive. These women expected a man like him to flirt. The pilot expected small talk. Not living up to these expectations was likelier to draw suspicion. Traeger made his way to the middle of the plane, heading down the aisle to the left. He'd asked to be seated in the aisle, close to the wing. He liked to watch the flaps lower and rise, to see the ailerons vibrate from atmospheric pressure, and watch the flow of air and cloud ripple over the top of the wing. It also gave him control of the overhead compartments, where he would store his overnight bag. The plane was mostly full. Traeger passed 3 men sitting in the middle seats, all dressed in similar plaid suit jackets, a style he wished had died with the 70s, along with disco and casual cocaine use. In the row behind them sat an elderly lady with an oxygen tank and a beleaguered-looking woman who could have been her much younger twin. Her young son flew a toy airplane over the back of his seat, reminding Traeger of himself when he was a boy. He had to resist the urge to tousle the kid's hair. He stopped and waited for a portly bald man with beady dark eyes and large features to shove a suitcase into the overheads a row up from B. The guy made him think of Alfred Hitchcock in the old TV series. Hitch twisted and turned the suitcase several times, trying to cram a circular peg in a square hole. Out of patience, Traeger grabbed the bag and managed to fit it in lengthwise.
"Thanks,"
Hitch said, giving Traeger a brief once-over. "No problem." The man wedged into his row and began the process again, trying to fit his girthy hips into the narrow seat. Traeger moved on indifferently. He opened the overhead above his seat, found it empty but for a brown leather duffel, and slipped his overnight bag in alongside it. He sat down next to a black man in a 3-piece suit, the jacket folded over his lap. The man looked up from an in-flight magazine and smiled as Traeger tucked the bowling bag between his knees.